Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Hey, it's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, it's a wonderful blessing to be with you in the middle of this week. We've taken a look in James chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 and 18 this week. And now we're going to look at James chapter 1 and verse 19. This is what he says, "Knowing this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul." Then he says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, not a doer of the word, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forget what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So the Bible just tells us that God by His will redeems us. He also tells us by His revealed will, His Word, He grows us. But how are we to act? We are to be those who are quick to hear, slow to anger. Now we've got to remember something. The anger of man. Now what is anger? Anger is an emotion that comes from a blocked objective. When my objectives are blocked and I get angry, that does not achieve the will of God. The anger of man does not achieve the will of God. But if God is at work in my life, then my objectives are not about me, but about Him. And that will produce a life that is confident in the Lord, a life that says, I want to be quick to hear, but I want to be slow to speak. I want to be slow to anger. I know the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. But what I do want to do is I want a life that shows the righteousness of God. I want to put away filthiness and rampant wickedness. How do I do that? By receiving the word. Folks, you've got to prioritize the faithful preaching of God's word in your life in order to respond with a changed life. You are changed by the Spirit of God who uses the word of God. So receive the word of God, but don't just receive it in your ears, receive it in your soul. That's why he says when you have the word of God that comes through your ears to your soul, then you become a doer of the word and not just a hearer. You don't want to give up hearing in order to do, because you can't do till you hear. You can't do till you know. But you don't want to just know something factually and hear it verbally. You want to live it intentionally. You want to live it out consistently. That's what you want to do in and through the Lord. So that's what we are being challenged to do in and for Jesus Christ. So you put all that away, you become a doer of the word, and then that means when God's word is preached and we look into God's word and we see ourselves in God's word, we don't look and then walk away and forget it. We look and remember, here's where I am, here's where Jesus is. I want to move from where I am to where Jesus is. I don't want to do that in obedience to this word that I have heard. I don't want to do that to be saved, because it's Jesus that has saved me with the good gift of salvation from above. But I do want to do this as a gift to Him because of what He has given to me. So when I see God's word and see myself, I want to turn from my rampant wickedness. I want to turn from my sin. I want to turn from my self-reliance and self-absorption, and I want to go to the Lord, and I want people to see the Lord in me. I don't want to be a hearer only. I want to be a hearer and a doer, and that way I will be blessed in what I do when I do His word that I've heard because of what He is doing in me. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.